And sometimes they're trying to act sharp in what they're telling me. And this goes with church people as well. I just happen to be using the men right now as an example. But they start to show me and share with me how ready they are to go. Amen. See, maturity is the exact opposite of that. Pastor, I'm going to stay to the end. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish my commitment that the Lord, the good work. See, that's maturity. And they all try to prove how mature they are just to leave a little bit early. And I hear them speak and I love them through. But I start seeing with one person, another person, another person. And it's a spirit of the enemy trying to come in and to say, you're ready to go. Say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Always trying to take a shortcut. We tried it in the world, it didn't work. A shortcut ain't going to work in Jesus either. So I was seeing that it was the little things, not big things, it was the little things that these men were missing it. Just a little adjustments need to be made to get back on track, right in spirit, and to accept the process. Tell your neighbor, you got to go through the process. Whether you're in the rehab, whether you're in the church, whether you're the usher or the pastor, you got to go through the process. Too many people trying to go around what they got to go through, trying to go over what they got to go through, trying to go under what they got to go through. Not knowing that it is the process that's going to make you, and not only make you, but going to keep you. It's one thing to graduate the home. It's another thing to continue to serve year after year after year. The theme is, the time is now. And I put, for understanding to the simple. The time is now for understanding to the simple. I'm going to teach here this night simple truths, simple things. I don't think I've said a Greek and a Hebrew word for, man, over a year now. It's the simple things. And if you listen closely here this evening, you will be able to see that the Lord's going to put in your heart to do the simple things. As we go to the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 130, to real profound, real powerful scripture. Too many of y'all at times think that you ain't qualified enough, you ain't gifted enough, your background's too messed up for you to ever make it, you don't have education, you don't have finances, and we start adding up all these things, and before we know, we feel we just can't do it, we can't make it. No, you feeling that way because you ain't putting what it takes to make it. You're allowing things to step in on you and saying amen to it. When there's a calling upon your life, God has called you, and you're wanting to take the easy road. You think it's the easy road, but it's the long road. You think it's the shortcut. But you'll find yourself like Israel in the desert walking in circles for 40 years. And the journey should have took 11 to 13 days to get to the promised land. Psalms 119, verse 130. The Bible reads, the unfolding of your words gives light. The word of the Lord is unfolding. It's being preached here this evening. And it's bringing light. It gives understanding to the simple. I want you to really follow along here this night with this verse. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. To the simple. And I open up with the point here, real simple stuff this night. Amen. I believe most Christians fail in the simple things. I'm going to try to go back and forth with this mic on my hand. I just took off the bandage there, so got a little open stitch came out. One opened up, so. But I feel real awkward holding this with left. I was so caught up, I didn't even put my headpiece on tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe most Christians fail in the simple things, which I want to call this night the small things. Areas that we can do in our ability. Areas that we can do, simple things that we can do without finances, without education, without brand new clothes. You see, the Lord here this night, leave the verse up there. The Lord here this night wants to give light. See, when the light is there, it gives understanding to the simple. Some of you are trying to figure out these big things that are going on in your life right now. When the Lord wants to bring His light and He wants to bring understanding to the simple things that you are missing in your life. I'm going to give a few reasons why we miss the things that are so simple. Then don't take a theologian to figure it out. The Lord wants to give light here this night to the simple things. Not to the profound things, not to the third heaven, not the book of Revelation. But He wants to bring light here this night to the simple things. He wants to bring understanding. He wants us to leave this night with an understanding that He's concerned with the little things that are taking place in your life right now. He wants us to leave with an understanding that if you follow the light, that if you follow the words of the Lord, that it's your victory is in the simple things. If it was in the profound things, Victory Outreach wouldn't be international ministry all over the world. But the Bible says that the Lord chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So you could even be foolish here this night. The light of the word of the Lord can come and give understanding to the simple in where you are missing it this night. In other words, this night you can leave and make those adjustments that you need to make. Because understanding is going to be given this night. And maybe why you're not feeling it this night. If there's anybody that shouldn't be feeling it this night, it should be me. But I've learned and gotten understanding to the simple things. Obedient in the little things. I believe most Christians fail in the simple things. And here the word of the Lord tells us tonight that the word of the Lord brings understanding to the simple things. Here this night, the Lord wants to bring light to the simple things that we could possibly be missing this night. He wants to bring an understanding here this night. He wants to keep it simple. But it's going to call for obedience. Too many times the enemy, I put here, deceives us by allowing us to think that we need to take care of the big things. I got big, Pastor, you don't understand. I got big things I got to take care of right now. I got business I got to take care of, Pastor. You don't understand. And I'm like, all right, man, go handle your big business. I love it when a guy says, I got to go take care of some business. Like if they came in a suit and a briefcase. They always got to be going and taking care of some business. And when they say it, it's like they have a three-piece suit and a briefcase, half full of money, and there's some big-time businessman. Got to go take care of business. Pastor, I can't put it off no more. I got to go take care of business. It's important. It's big, Pastor. I don't even want to start to tell you what it's about. It's big. I got to go take care of this now. Too many times the enemy deceives us by allowing us to think that we need to take care of the big things. When the word of the Lord says that he wants to give understanding to the simple, he allows us to think, the enemy allows us to think, how can taking care of the simple things make a big difference? I need big help right now. My family needs big help right now. And the enemy, as I counsel men and women, sometimes they go like, come on, Pastor, man. Can you give me something more heavier than that? I already know that. Missing it. It's like, all right, what else, Pastor? It's like, those are little things, man. I got to take care of some big things right now. Big things are taking place in my life. So the enemy will allow us to think that how by taking care of the simple things can make a big difference in our lives. And I'm here to let you know that taking care of the little things can make a big difference in your lives, because there's a priority, there's a focus in what the Lord wants to do here this night through his word, through his light, and it's to shed light and give understanding to the simple. To the simple. I put here, if we really think about it, our day is made up of many simple decisions. Our day is made up of many little decisions. Get out of the bed, guys. Or it's time to go to work. Okay, am I going to eat the bologna sandwich? Am I going to cook lunch? Okay, I'm going to get this. Okay, am I going to drink a soda? No, I'm going to drink a water. Okay, what? Should I stop at the red light? Yeah, but it's just, man, I'm running late. Oh, I'm going to stop. No, I'm not. I'm going to go. Decisions, little ones. Am I going to be at work on time today? Yeah, I better hurry up. I better speak. I'm going to be at work today. Amen. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. I got to go to lunch now. Oh, man, it's 5 o'clock. I am off. I'm out of work now. A bunch of little decisions that we make through the course of the day. Little decisions that we got to make based on Jesus. The Bible clearly tells us here this night that God's word gives light along with understanding to the simple. I put here, just because we may overlook the simple things don't mean God overlooks the simple things. See, there's an importance here this night in what the Lord is trying to teach us, what the Lord is trying to show us. It's important to him. It's so important that he wants to bring light to the simple things in your life here this night. He wants to bring an understanding to the importance of getting it right in the little things in your life. He wants to highlight it so bad that he puts his light on it to illuminate the little things in your life. Just because we may overlook the simple things don't mean God does. God's wanting to bring light here this night to the simple things, as he knows it is the foundation to success if you're going to want to walk with the Lord year after year after year. You're going to have to learn how to get the little things right. Too many just take advantage or for granted the little things. I don't get up, man. I don't have to do that, man. Man, I'm just going to skip. Man, I don't have to do that stuff no more. I already know what to do. Too many times we see the simple decisions that we make in the day as not important. As not important. I literally, with my eyes, viewed things today that were so simple, but yet looked at as not important. One, over and over and over I see. Now, I'm not going to give revelation because I'm being respectful here this night. I saw something that was being done wrong over and over and over. And the only reason it was being overlooked is it wasn't important to this individual. The simple things are important. Luke, the book of Luke chapter 16. The book of Luke chapter 16. The book of Luke chapter 16, we're going to read from verse 10 to verse 15. Real familiar scripture. Real familiar scripture. I always use this. It just always comes up. The book of Luke chapter 16 from 10 to verse 15. And the Bible reads, these little things are important. Whoever can be trusted with very little, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. How many know that makes sense, right? That makes simple sense. But it goes on to say, and whoever is dishonest with very little, it's really speaking about money here. I'm just using it and I'm just going to pull from here. Amen. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, how many use your worldly wealth when you were slinging dope, eating dope, drinking dope, and all that? How many of you became a millionaire? Amen? How many use your worldly wealth with understanding, with wisdom, where you were able to save it all up? The Bible says, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? In other words, if you couldn't be trusted, what was not what from God, who's going to trust you with the true riches that are from God? And it goes on to say, and if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? The Bible goes on to read, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Pharisees, Jesus giving a little devotion, and the Pharisees were listening. In verse 14 says, the Pharisees who loved money, how many of you still love money to where you put it before the Lord? The Bible goes on to read, the Pharisees who loved money heard all this and were sneering at Jesus, like, shut up. They were sneering at him. They were mad in what he was saying. He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. Some of you that want to leave early and do things jumping the gun, a lot of times you may say it's not, but it is, is because you're trying to look good before man. When God's saying, I know your heart. And a lot of times, men and women and youth do not get blessed because they take for granted the instructions of their leaders or their pastor and dealing with the little things. And dealing with the little things. And to get to a place, leave the scripture, please. The last part of it. The last part. And they get to a place in wanting to jump the gun. And the Bible reads at the end, what is highly valued among men, possessions, whatever it may be. And it looks good to have nice clothes, have nice this, and have nice this. That's all good. And it can be from God. But there's many men and women that live for that. And they look good before man. They look like they're obedient. They look like they're blessed. But when God looks upon it, he looks at it as detestable in his sight. And there's, at times, the reason we're not able to do the simple things is because we want to do what's highly valued among men. Highly valued in the way the world sees things. And we miss it. Here in the real beginning verse, go to the first verse again. The Bible says whoever can be trusted with very little. That's almost like a half lie in my life. I started off with very nothing. But I could be trusted when I came in the church with the little things. I did the little things that didn't even bring money, that just called for labor and obedience. Over and over and over and over. Not knowing even the word of the Lord. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Too many times we get caught up in the much. When God's wanting to bring the light in the little, in the simple things. And we think we don't have to go through the simple things. We want to skip having a minimum paying job. And the enemy starts throwing all these big numbers out there. Man, I'm going to get this job. It pays this. I'm going to get this job. It pays this. And then I'm going to buy this. And I'm going to buy this. And God's saying, man, you got to take care of this, man. Man, but what about this and this and this and this? You want to jump to the top. You don't want to have to go through the process like everybody else did to get blessed. You have your own way of doing things. And it's only going to work for you, nobody else. And the truth is, you've allowed your mind, through being deceived, through the enemy, to get caught up in big money, the big things. You want to do this and this and this because you want this and this and this. When Jesus here this night is bringing light on the simple things, which represents things that each and every one of us can do starting tonight. Simple things where you don't have to have the revelation of God's word to be obedient. And I believe the reason people miss it in this area of money or trust or whatever you want to call it is because of a belief system. You love me and everything, but not to the point to put into practice what I'm teaching you about the little things. Jesus was given this word and the Pharisees were sneering at him with the words that he was using. Because they loved money. They were all about money. Too many times we don't get to that place of blessing because we don't get it right in the little things. I've seen men and women highly gifted and talented be blessed for a season just to fall back to that same old person that can't be trusted for nothing. By your own family. The little things here this night, men and women and youth, are very important. When I give you a simple instruction It's not because I'm trying to be mean. It's because I'm loving you and I know what you need to do to get to the next level. I know what you need. I've been there already. Verse 14 says, they sneered at Jesus. Verse 15, I said, too many times we're trying to please man, and in doing so, we see the simple things as not important. Man, I don't have to stay in this home for the whole year. You start looking at what saved your life, the only door that was open to your life, as now not important. Because you've learned some scriptures, you put on a little bit of weight. And now what was saving your life, you're looking at it as not very important, that you're willing to leave a little early. Thinking you can bypass the simple things. Too many times you're trying to please man and we jump the gun. And in doing so, we see the simple things as not important. I told you it was going to be real simple tonight. If you can get this message down, amen, you'll be okay. Because the simple things are going to come in the hundreds every day of your life. You're going to have plenty of practice every day. As soon as you wake up, there's going to be a long list of simple things to do. And it's important that we do those simple things. I share with a man today, and I share with my son all the time, that there's just some simple things that you got to do that you don't like doing. But man, I got to do them. If I want to stay blessed, man, I don't want to do that at all. Man, I got to do that again. I go there. But man, God's been too good for me for 20 years, and I'd be darned if I'm going to stop the little things that have been blessing me with big things. I ain't willing to gamble my salvation. I ain't willing to use my 20 years of experience to see if it could get me through the coming of the Lord. I want to be sure. The Bible says to make your election sure. I'm going to be sure that I'm in right standings with the Lord. I want to be sure that the little things are being taken care of. Too many times you try to please man, and in doing so, we see the simple things as not important. The Bible goes on to say, but God knows our hearts. Now, God can look into your heart and know your motive. I can't look into your heart and know your motive. But I can go off of what your heart says. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I may not be able to look into your heart and know your motive, whether it's good or bad, but I can hear what you're saying and discern where your motive is at. Some of you say, man, I'm going to stop talking to the pastor, man. I'm just going to cut conversation with pastors, man. I've been giving up too much insight of what's taking place in my life, trying to make myself look good. I'm just not going to say nothing no more. That's it. I'm not going to say nothing. Not going to say nothing no more. But God knows our hearts. I put here, He knows the simple things are priority within our lives. The simple things are priority within our lives. Once again, the simple things representing everything that every one of us can do. There's so many simple things that we must do every day that you know how to do, and we don't do them. God wants to bring light on the simple things. He wants to bring an understanding to the prioritization, the how important the simple things are within your life. How it's a foundation in doing the simple things and obedience and being obedient, how it builds the man, the woman, and the youth member. It's the little things. But too many times we're deceived by the enemy in thinking How can the little things make such a big difference in my life? I need big change. I need big results. And pastor's telling me, man, you got to take those little things. Pastor keeps talking about the little things. I got big issues. You know why you got big issues? Because you didn't take care of a lot of little things. That's why you got big issues. That's why you need big help right now. But Jesus is helping. He's bringing light through his word here this night into our hearts, to the simple matters. He wants to bring understanding, simple understanding to the simple things. But we want to hear a message of great revelation where you go, wow, that's deep, that's heavy. Well, that's good. But how about the simple things? If you can't be trusted with the little, Pastor Charlie don't say it, but the word says you can't be trusted with the much. If you're going to be dishonest with little things, well, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say this, and you know, and that's what the way it is. You'll be dishonest in the big things, and the devil blesses. He'll give you that big paying job just to curse you, just to take you out of walking with the Lord. Oh, my job, I do this and this and this in my job. Yeah, do you pray? Do you give? Do you read your word? Give me that minimum person that's making minimum wages and addressing the simple things within his or her life. Simple things. How many in your mind can think of three simple things that you should be doing, that you have the ability to, the time to, and you're not doing them? And some of you right now are trying to close your heart saying, this word ain't for me. No, 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 no. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. That's when we used to play the little games as we were kids. No, 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 no. I don't hear you. 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 Pastor, I've been in church for a year now, man. I need great revelation. I need meat and potatoes. Get me off that milk. It's important that we take care of the little things. It's foundation. It's foundation for your life. Without a foundation, you'll be sure to fall. You'll be building on sand. We need to leave this night with understanding through the simple things that God is detecting right now within each and every one of our lives. God knows our hearts. He knows that simple things are priority within our lives. What's highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. As we go and close in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 28. The book of Psalms, did you get that last one? It's Psalms, it was real small on the bottom. Psalms 18, chapter 18, verse 28. And the Bible reads, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." There's only one that is able to bring light to your life here this night. A high-paying job cannot do it. Education cannot do it. The Pharisees had it, and they were sneering at Jesus at the words he was saying. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. When I entered the church 20 years ago, I was full of darkness. I had no light within me. I had not a clue of what life represented in the natural. I had not a clue of what life represented in the spiritual realm. I didn't have a clue. Though I thought I knew it all, I did not have a clue to the natural life, more or less the spiritual life. My mind, my heart, my life was darkened. I couldn't get nothing right. But I continued to follow instructions. I continued to do the little things that I was capable of doing. Everything my pastor asked of me, I did it. And the majority of them, I would have had, if I would have had my way, I would have gone the other way. But I remained obedient to the words of my pastor that was bringing light unto my darkened life. For I was smart enough to figure out that he already had been there, done that. I was smart enough to figure out that I had nothing to lose but to gain, because I started with nothing. I had no wisdom in the natural or the spiritual. None. But I continued to be obedient in the little things. I continued to take baby steps when my pride wanted to take big steps. And the lamp of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the light of the Lord continued to shine upon my life in taking care of the little things. I wasn't big enough to stop a smoking habit. I didn't even try. But I kept coming to church. I started tithing. I started doing the simple things that I could do in my ability. I could not stop smoking cigarettes in my ability. A whole year in the church smoking cigarettes. I was walking in with a pack and everything in my shirt pocket. I did not have the ability, the strength, and the wisdom to stop smoking cigarettes. It was one of those things that my wisdom said I was going to do it, and if God had a problem with it, oh well. Women, I didn't pray about that. There was just no way God was going to put me with one woman for now 18 years and counting. It was not in the equation. It just wasn't going to happen. I didn't even pray about that one. I wasn't praying for that one. But I continued to take care of the little things. And before you know it, I reached the place, and not missing one service in Salinas, California for 7 years. I continued service after service, taking little baby steps, doing what I was capable of doing, that took no Bible revelation, just doing little things. I said, man, if I was in the world, I wouldn't have done that. I don't know how I was nice to her right there. I was nice to him. I would have never been nice in that area. And I kept doing the little things I could. And before you know it, I got to a place where the woman thing was gone. I got to a place where the smoking thing, I was there with Sylvia's dad on New Year's night. The countdown was about 10 minutes away. And I've told this story before. And me and Brother Robert are at the door, right? And we're talking. He's talking. He says, man, I remember this day. I don't know how many years ago that I'm in Texas. And I told everybody I was going to stop drinking. We all gambled and we made bets that, you know, everybody was betting that I would never stop drinking. He said, man, that was so many years ago, Charlie. Right? He said, and guess what? I said, what, Robert? He says, no one ever paid me on the bet. They lost. So we're just talking. He says, nobody ever paid me. I stopped drinking. And I was there. I wasn't even thinking about smoking a cigarette. It was the countdown was close, where we go 10, 9, like we do it here, right? And I got a thought. That came from God. I got a thought of authority and power that came from God. Even though it was dealing with cigarettes, it came from God. I'd been taking care of the little things, the little steps, all the little things I could do. They added up, and one day I'm just talking 10, 15 minutes before New Year's, and I got a thought that I wasn't going to smoke cigarettes no more. And I was like, I rebuke you, Satan. At that time, I still had rollies. I had marbles to look cool in front of man. But when I was at the crib, man, I was rolling fatties. I was smoking buglers. I was so used to it because that's all I smoked in prison. Cans and cans of bugler. So I got a thought about stopping smoking cigarette that did not come from me. It came from God. I got in the car and I remember putting as much as tobacco as I could in that rolling paper. And I rolled that glue, just barely got to touch the paper. It was a fat one. It was like a shotgun shell, right? I had a little Saab 900, a little sports car, flip back the sunroof. And in Salinas, if you go, I don't know which way that way is, but it goes straight into the country. So I'm there and I load up that big old Cheech and Chong, amen. I got my music on and I'm puffing big. I'm inhaling and holding it the longest I can. And I'm letting the smoke out and taking a lot of long hit. It's going out the sunroof. And then I smoked it like it was a joint. I mean, till it burned the fingertips. And I was like, and I flicked it out the window. Just nothing went out the window. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I will never smoke a cigarette again in my life. And it's been now 20 years and counting before the Lord, my family, you, Jamie's little precious baby. I have never taken a puff off a cigarette ever since. But my thinking, my way of operating said, God was just going to have to deal with me on this one. But as I continue to do the simple things, God took that smoking habit in a night that I never expected it. I came back and I raced in the church and it was 10, 9. It was just like so God. Speaking simple to his servant that had been faithful with the little things. God's given me properties now. Given us properties. When I was living under plastic bags. Under the bridges. I needed the light of God upon my life. I needed direction in my life. And God gave me a pastor. And he's given each and every one of y'all a pastor that can lead you and guide you as best as I can. But sometimes when I speak to you about the little things, it's like, come on, pastor, man, I already know that. Walk it then. I challenge you to walk it. I challenge you to, and no more. There was a mighty man preaching. There's just some things that you're going to have to say no more to. There's some things that you're going to have to say no more to. That's interfering with God allowing you to do the simple things so he can bless you big, so he can use you big. I was shooting dope under bridges and plastic tents. In the prison system, I was the least candidate in the church to excel in the things of God. But I said, if I could be obedient in darkness to the devil, facing death, facing prison and all that stuff, I can be obedient to God in the simple things. Right now, this night, God just wants you to take care of the simple things that you know you're supposed to be doing. Instead of trying to get over and come up overnight. It's the little things. But if you don't take care of the little things, every day brings thousands of little things. Before you know it, you'll have mega problems. And you'll need to become a businessman and have a suit and a briefcase and a high-paying job because you got big problems. Here Jesus was telling them, you're going to have to choose. Are you choosing money or are you choosing me? Are you choosing my ways, which are simple? I bring a light unto the simple. I'm bringing understanding here this night. But I know there's some here, there's a few that think you're so high tech that you're way beyond Pastor Charlie. Go ahead and keep thinking like that. The truth is, we all need the light of the Lord upon our simple lives to do simple things. And allow him to do the great things to give him all the glory and honor. I have never boasted about Charlie here this message. I had nothing to do about stopping smoking. I didn't say, you know what, tomorrow's New Year's, I'm going to stop smoking. That's what I'm going to do. No, the thought came 10, 15 minutes at the door just talking with Brother Robert. Straight from heaven. God knew that that was going to be my last night to have a cigarette. He knew it. And he knew I was going to be obedient because I was obedient in all the thousands little baby steps of the simple that he had given me. He said, now I can trust you with the big stuff. I'm going to take the smoking habit from you. And the whole time, what I thought was dumb, so I know what it is to look at me like I'm dumb. Because Pastor Herb, after a Holy Ghost service, I would be all broken, snot all over the place, and the service would finish, and he didn't know me then. He would say, that little cigarette's going to keep you from the calling of God. And he would turn his back and say, what's up with this guy? Don't even know me, man. I'm for the first time paying, got a job for the first time, I'm paying rent. I'm not slinging dope, I'm abiding by the parole officer. Man, I'm even giving to this church. And he said that about six times through the year. That cigarette is going to keep you from the calling of God. The little things, the simple things that I would have never have thought with all my wisdom, that giving up a cigarette habit. You see, I didn't give it up. God gave it up for me at the cross 2,000 years ago, amen. I couldn't give up smoking cigarettes. And there's some things here this night that you feel you just can't give up, whether it's a strong addiction or you can't give up because you love it too much. It's money. It's tied into money somehow or another. When we want to take the shortcut, somehow or another, it's always linked to money. Now, you can get your own revelation, but I know what I'm talking about this night. It's always going to be linked to money. Here this night, as Miguel comes, the keyboard player comes up. I was talking with the guys that were doing a garage sale. Half of them were white, one was Mexican, and one was black, I believe, the guys out of rehab. And I said, give me three of the names of your connections, Jose and this and that. They came up with all these names, right? And then I think it was Craig's that came up. I said, he goes, well, that was a lot of them, you know. One was called E-Money. E-Money. No, I said, he got your money. His name was Your Money. It was not E-Money, it was Your Money. And they're like, give me another one up. Well, I don't know, there's some Mexican name he brought up, and then it was some white guy. And every name they gave, I guess whether that person was white, black, or Mexican. Now, you may say, Jose, well, everybody knows that's a Mexican. But those other names, I said, that's a black connection, right? Yeah. And then they give another name, could have been black or white. That was a white connection, right? Yeah. Those times when we gave all our money, all our life, everything. Jesus here this night wants everything. And in order for him to get everything from your life, you're going to have to fulfill the simple things. He can't make it any more simpler than that. But we're always trying to figure out revelation stuff, which you know you need that I don't know nothing about. Jesus here this night is saying, I want you to do the simple things. Can you do the simple? I've put the light here this night on the simple things that I need you to do. He's not asking for great things. He in return would do great things, but he's asking for you to do the simple things. The, oh man, stuff. That's what he's asking here this night. To do what you have the ability to do, simple things God is looking for. But there's too many that are not willing to do the simple things, so God cannot hook you up. Well, Pastor, at one time I had this kind of car. I lived in this, I owned a house, two houses and all. Yeah, well, where are they at? Where's the peace from all that revelation? Jesus here wants to do something great through the simple things. He's keeping it real simple here this night. And I'm able to trace back 20 years of my life, and I didn't know how to read the Bible when I came into the church. I really did not know where Romans were at, the book of Acts. There's still a few books I got to really go back and forth. And, oh, there it is. I didn't know nothing. And I can today humbly say I know some stuff now. I know what all you guys need. But you got to be willing to do the simple things. And the simple things will always call, not so much for hard work because they're simple. It will always call for obedience and humility. The simple things. Oh, come on, Pastor, I've already done that before. Why do I got to do it again? Because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do as we stand here this night.